Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at it. Chuck Reese Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Wednesday night with you. 404-726-0929 is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Well, it's going to get cranked up on ABC Saturday at noon. Georgia Tech will head into Death Valley. They will take on the Clemson Tigers, who had that big win over the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. But obviously, Tech, winners of two in a row over UNC a couple weeks ago. And last week, they just ran all over Virginia. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Let's talk to our buddy Chad Bishop. He, of course, is a Georgia Tech beat writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. AJC.com is where you can check out all of his work, and he is on Twitter, at Mr. Chad Bishop. Chad, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes on the show. Feels good to be talking about back-to-back wins for this program.
Yeah, it does. It also feels good to talk about it in this nice summer weather we're enjoying. But, it's wild. I think the last time we spoke was going into that UNC game, and Tech is sitting there at 3-4 with a losing record, and you're thinking, they got a scrap and claw just to get to a bowl game, and 2 weeks later they're 5-4 and still, have sort of a outside prayer of a shot to maybe make that ACC title game, and they've been playing some pretty good football, so it's been exciting to see.
It is interesting because it is a dichotomy in some ways, though, Chad. They're second in the ACC in yards per game, third in the ACC in scoring, but they give up the most yards, per game. And, when we talk about this Clemson team, I know the first inclination is to go Georgia Tech's offense versus Clemson's defense, but I will tell you, Clemson hasn't had 400 yards in a game since that Florida State game. This really feels like Tech has to find a way to limit their plays and not give up these big chunk plays, come Saturday with, a guy like Cade Klubnik, who's kind of had a mediocre season in some ways. This really does feel like Georgia Tech needs to find some defense and limit this offense of Clemson.
And really, that's what they've been doing during this mini winning streak, because you're right. Georgia Tech's defense is what it is. They're not the best defense in the league. They're not the most talented defense in the league. And I thought they might be a little bit better than they have been coming into the season. But what I will say for those kids is they have made plays when they've needed to. You go back to that North Carolina game. Drake May was picking them apart. And then right there at the end of that fourth quarter, they stepped up and made a big hit and caused a fumble and got a turnover. And the same thing, last week at Virginia, three more takeaways. They had five takeaways against Wake Forest. They had five takeaways against Miami in the win. When they do give up a lot of yards, they give up a few points, but it seems like they have a knack for, sort of stepping up when the time is right to make that play. And Yeah, this Clemson offense, you know, probably not the best that they've had in a long time, but they're still Clemson, and they still got some really dangerous weapons at running back and a good quarterback, and you know they're going to have good guys on the outside catching passes. So for Georgia Tech, again, it's just play for 60 minutes, hang in there, see if it's a close game, see if you can't get a turnover and make a play here and there, because, you know, I'd be shocked if they shut Clemson down. I'd be shocked, honestly, if they shut anybody down outside of, you know, Virginia and South Carolina State like they've done. So they've got to just, again, just hang in there and see if they can make some plays in the second half and the fourth quarter.
You know, one of the things, we've talked a lot about Haynes King, obviously, and how good that he has been this year and given some stability to that quarterback position, but you know, Tech is still second in the conference in rushing yards per game. They still run for over 200 yards, 204.1 yards per game. You know, how good has their running backs been? How much has been the offensive line? Talk to me a little bit about breaking down the running game of Georgia Tech.
I looked at today and almost, you know, had my computer fall off the table. 14th in the country in rushing all of a sudden. I mean, this is a team that, you know, we just kind of see and perceive as being just a pass-happy, throw-it-all-over-the-yard team, and a lot of that narrative stemmed from, you know, the early part of the season and some of the numbers they were putting up. But you're right. I mean, they have just run the ball very, very well and really just crushed Virginia in the run game last week. And then the fourth quarter of the week before against North Carolina, I think that offensive line is a veteran group. They've battled through some nicks and bruises, but they're all kind of back now and playing together. They're doing a good job of rotating guys in and out. They're playing about seven guys. An offensive line coach, Jeep Wade, I think has done a really good job of coaching them up. Jordan Williams, one of the right tackles, said today, you know, their big MO is go 100 miles per hour. And if they make a mistake, so be it. They'll try to correct it the next week in film. But don't be hesitant. Get out there and play really fast and, you know, play really hard and see what happens. And that's what they've been doing. And when you got three running backs like Dante Smith, Trey Cooley, and Jamal Haynes, who all have been running very well, and then you throw Haynes King in there, who's also been running exceptionally well, which I don't think a lot of us expected coming into this year. They've really created a really, really stout running game that has also been fun to watch these past couple weeks.
Yeah, talk to me a little bit about Jamal Haynes. I mean, he's, I think, fifth in the conference right now with 664 yards. You know, we're used to having guys that can run the, you know, individual guys that can run the football, you know, for Tech. But
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
How does he compare? I mean, you know, like what are some of his strengths that Jamal Haynes brings to this running game?
You know, I think first of all, you have to go back to August. And that young man was a wide receiver as early as, you know, the middle of August, the start of fall camp. And Georgia Tech, to their credit, looked up and said, look, we got a lot of wide receivers this year, and I don't know how many touches you're going to get in the passing game. And he was a kid in high school, out of Grayson High School, who played a little running back, played wide receiver, played some quarterback, one of these, you know, all uber-talented athletes coming out of high school. And so he said, yeah, I'll play some running back. And, man, it's just been it's fit like a glove, because he's not the biggest kid in the world in terms of height, but he's very strong, not afraid to run between the tackles, really seems to understand the offense. early in the year, he was catching the ball out of the backfield, which was a big plus. He hasn't done that a ton lately. But I think the thing that impresses me most with that young man is it seems he has sort of that next level desire to win. And I'm not trying to sound too cliche with that, but, you know, talking to him after the game or during the week and media availabilities, he's not really concerned with all the stats and all the glitz and the glamour. He's just out there, hey, yeah, I'll play running back. I'll play wide receiver. Give me the ball 10 times. Give it to me 30 times. Doesn't matter. Just trying to help the team win. Really is sort of that, you know, prototypical team first sort of guy. And I think that's been huge for this offense too.
Chad Bishop, the Georgia Tech beat writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, joining me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. You know, I know, Chad, you and I specifically have talked about the pass rush, and we've kind of touched on it at multiple times throughout this season. You know, Kyle Kennard has done a really nice job of getting to the quarterback, but the problem is he's got 6 sacks. The entire rest of the team only has 10 combined out there. You know, again, Clemson's a team that you want to get pressure on their quarterbacks. They have had offensive line issues over the last couple few years. That's been one of the real bugaboos. Can this team find somebody to go along with Kennard to try to put pressure on Cade Klubnik?
I don't know. I don't know if they can. And honestly, I'm not going to say they don't need to, but, you know, they've sort of gotten away with not being able to do it through 9 games this season. And I think, you know, I think, again, to Georgia Tech's credit, they maybe understand who they are and understand maybe some of their weaknesses. I just don't know if they have the pass-rushing horses this season. And Kyle Kennard, like you said, has been good. Eddie Kelly had a fantastic game, another defensive end at Virginia. He had a real anomaly. This team just does not make their M.O. getting after the quarterback. And like I said, I mean, the 5 wins, and they've held their own and made some plays late. That just hasn't been their situation. I mean, Drake May picked them apart. They've had some other quarterbacks. At Louisville game, you know, that offense sort of picked them apart a little bit because of the lack of pass rush. Let's see if our secondary can make a few plays. Let's see if our linebackers can make a few plays. Let's see if we can get some interceptions. And so I don't know. I don't see them coming into Saturday's game and all of a sudden popping up for a ton of sacks. They had a ton in the Wake Forest game, but if you look at the season as a whole, again, that was sort of a one-off game where they had a bunch of sacks. So I just think that's the defense they are, and they're not going to be able to get after the quarterback, and they got to find ways to stop the other team differently.
What did you make let's go outside a little bit. You know, what did you make of – did you hear some of the comments from Dabo Swinney about, you know, when after the game about, you know, hey, if we're a stock, you know, this is the stock that you want to buy all in on and things like that. You know, it's never a good time to go to Death Valley to play Clemson. But, you know, the way Tech's offense is rolling right now, and, you know, again, I know they had a big win over Notre Dame, but I don't know. I mean, this feels like maybe as good a time if you're going to catch Clemson at home. Like I said, I don't know that there's ever a good time, but this feels maybe like it's as good of a time to try to catch Clemson and maybe try to get them maybe feeling a little bit good about themselves after a big win like that and maybe hoping for a letdown.
Yeah, maybe. I think I maybe would have agreed with you. You know, if they would have lost that Notre Dame and been 4-5 and more heat, more pressure would have come on Dabo Swinney and company. I don't know. The way they beat Notre Dame and sort of the confidence level that they seem to be emitting right now out of Clemson, you know, I would imagine inside that locker room, right, it's like the world. So to me, that's going to make things even more challenging for Georgia Tech. Now, on paper and on film, yeah, this is a Clemson team that is beatable. I mean, we've seen that year, you know, week in and week out this season. If Georgia Tech is going to break this losing streak, this team is definitely ripe for the one to do it, given how Georgia Tech's played, given the season that Clemson has. And let's be honest, Clemson is definitely not one of the elite teams in the ACC this year, but they still have elite playmakers. They still have an outstanding defense. It's a noon kickoff, which Georgia Tech has not been incredibly great at this year. That place will be rocking. That place will be crazy. And I just sort of worry for Georgia Tech's sake, if they get down in a hole, you know, let's say 7-0, 10-0 early, how difficult it might be for them to come back. So I'll be curious to see how they sort of handle the pressure. And then on the flip side, sort of see where the mentality is from Clemson. So let's say they get down 14-0 and say, you know, here we go again. Nothing has really changed. So it's just going to be a fascinating game to watch for 60 minutes.
Chad Bishop, he is the Georgia Tech beat writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. AJC.com is where you can check out all of his work. Follow him on his personal Twitter page, at Mr. Chad Bishop, and he joined me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Chad, as always, my friend, appreciate a few minutes on the show. And listen, it's never easy up there, but, you know, again, let's see if this offense can get cranked up against what's still a pretty good defense out of Clemson. Maybe not what they've been in years past, but still a pretty good defense. And let's see if we can find a way to go up there and get a win.
It's going to be fun. I can't wait to see what the Yellow Jackets have in store for us.
You got it. We'll talk to you here soon. So thanks as always.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.